got a number of claims. We got six?
Oh, okay. My parents.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. I wrote it. I started writing. Can't see stuff. Madam Clerk, on number six, please.
Director of Parks, Recreation, and Culture and Information, a report regarding renegotiation of the farm and fish hatchery lease between Milwaukee County and the Task Force. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you very much. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chairman, committee members. My name is Paul Kuglich. I am the Contract Services Officer for the Parks Department. This item is very straightforward. I will be brief. The 2011 budget requested the Parks Director to renegotiate the lease with Hunger Task Force for its farming operations at the farm and fish hatchery. As part of those renegotiations, it was requesting that the county open discussions with Hunger Task Force so that Hunger Task Force would begin to move away from the use of inmate labor. We have had discussions with Hunger Task Force. Corporation Council was part of those discussions, as was County Board staff. I am pleased to say that Hunger Task Force has informed us that they have moved away from using inmate labor 100%. They now use transitional workers for the labor at the farming operations. We have not reached a final agreement yet. Discussions are ongoing regarding the lease, but we will definitely bring that information back to you as soon as an agreement is reached.
Thank you, Mr. Kuglich. Any questions?
Mr. Chairman, I was wondering the definition of a transitional worker.
Chairman, Supervisors, Sherry Tussler is here and present, and she can probably speak to that better than I.
Ms. Tussler. Thank you, ma'am.
Sherry Tussler, Executive Director of Hunger Task Force. I knew I was here for 2 hours for a reason. They're federally funded transitional jobs staff. They're coming through the Policy Studies, Inc., which is one of the W-2 providers, and the New Hope Project from the Y.
Thank you for that information.
You bet.
Thank you. Supervisor DeBoer.
I know that you're still in the negotiations of the lease, and I don't want to intervene in those discussions at this point other than to, because I think they should be private until you're ready to discuss them publicly. But is there any area that you feel comfortable at this point telling us what kind of are still the outliers that still, you know, in broad terms that need to be finalized, or if that's not something you're comfortable doing, either the Parks Department or you, Ms. Tussler, at this point, that's okay?
No, I think that we've been working in cooperation with the Parks and the Sheriff's Department to identify what buildings will be used in what way, how our staff will work in cooperation with the Parks staff, who I understand will be transitioning from the Sheriff's Department. Probably outlining at this point would be a concern from the Sheriff's Department around establishing a perimeter around the facility. The County Board made the decision that the land east of 68th Street would be designated as parks, and so it's easy to negotiate the use of that land. But the land that is to the west of the facility and surrounding the Sheriff's Training Station and the south facility needs to have an established perimeter, and we need to define what that is. We are very cooperative around that. There's a concern around the height of specific crops in that perimeter, and it's easy enough to plant low-lying crops in order to keep the facility clear and free for supervision issues.
Are you at least optimistic that an agreement will be reached so that you can continue the spring and summer operations?
We need to resolve this as quickly as possible because March is here and we will be opening the greenhouse in 2 weeks, and we need to make some decisions about how many seeds we would be planting. Okay. So we're hoping that we can move it along quickly.
Okay. So I would just request a follow-up report at the next cycle, or if in the interim there is some action needed by the board to assist this process, then I would encourage, you know, a special meeting or whatever we need to do so that we don't have a problem with the opening dates. But I'm not anticipating that. It doesn't sound like that will be needed. But I would like a follow-up report so that we know in early spring whether or not it's moving forward or what the outstanding issues might be. And if it needs to be closed session, then we could have a closed session as well, Mr. Chairman.
I appreciate that. I think it is important because we do have to make a decision. We have purchased the seeds, the chemicals, an additional tractor, and some implements, and the difference between 80 acres and 150 is a lot of food. We do have a lease in place Hunger Task Force served a notice of default to Milwaukee County in the fall. Milwaukee County is in default, not Hunger Task Force. And so under the terms of the existing lease, we can plant all of the acres, but we need to hear back from the Sheriff's Department about the perimeter and then work with the parks to make a decision about the use of the land itself.
Thank you. We haven't had the Parks Committee meeting yet. What is the pleasure of the committee? To leave this alone? Receive the pleasure of what would you like?
It's on Parks.
Yeah. Chairman, yes, it is on Parks.
Mr. Chairman?
Thank you, Supervisor Joseph.
I'd like to ask Mr. Sessions to send a copy of the letter from Parks Department to all of our colleagues with just a note that this was discussed, and if they need further information, they should talk to Mr. Sessions.
Mr. Chairman, that pleasure is mine.
Thank you very much. No further action. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.